Adventure 23 Escaping the Caverns of the Frog. Meanwhile below the temple, the party, minus Milo, found themselves stranded in a large cave surrounded by frogs. The only light was from Wong, who was a walking prismatic sphere. Moving about, it wasn't long before the party heard someone faintly screaming from one of the walls. After a brief conversation, Zoltan began to blow a hole through the wall. During this time, several of the man frogs left the water in the cave and advanced on the party. They were easily blown away by Zoltan, Orendel, Jelly, and Alejandra, however. Moving back to the wall, Zoltan shot a few more times and then Orendel created a lever and pulled the door open. Behind the door was a long hallway that branched into two rooms. Listening to the yells for help, the party followed the shouts to a set of iron bars. Alejandra flew through the bars and found a series of prison blocks. Not only was Alejandra there, but so was the individual shouting, a man named Gordon. Alejandra released everyone in the cells, including a third stranger, although she was reluctant to let out Gordon, he had to offer up some healing patches first. Banrak attempted to use magic to open the bars at the end of the hallway, and when that failed she teleported through with Alejandra and herself. Gordon pointed out two pillars that were suspicious and the party soon found the switch that lowered the pillars. Jelly had to use his frog ring. Moving back to the other split in the hallway, the party entered a room full of bones. This was where prisoners were tossed to be fed to the frogs. The ones who survived were locked in cells. This is how Banrak and Gordon were treated. Backtracking, the group passed the pillars again. They soon found two doors, both leading to what looked like some giant's living quarter. Huge beds and clothes were found in both rooms. Jelly figured the giants were about 16 foot tall. A computer system in the hallway further on proved of little use, mostly because no one in the party is especially skilled with computers. Milo was upstairs. Further in the hallway still was an elevator leading up. To operate the lift, the party would need to use the frog ring Jelly had found. Scouting up to the top, the invisible Alejandra found three guards sitting about. The party discussed what exactly to do about the guards before one volunteered to go up finally. It wasn't as brave as it sounds, considering he was still protected by a prismatic sphere. Up top, Wong quickly demanded the name and rank of the three guards. "Don't you know we have hostiles in the temple? They're right behind me," he shouted, pointing down. Grabbing their grenade launchers, the three guards quickly released a volley into the room below. The first grenade was a wave grenade, discharging all electronics of the party, including all mini-cells. The second grenade was a magic missile grenade, which seriously damaged Zoltan and Orendel. Orendel fell to the ground dying. At that point, Banrak and Gordon sprang into action. Banrak tried to cast a spell to teleport her and Orendel away, while Gordon blurred into action and quickly applied two healing patches to Orendel. The third grenade hit and it was a stinking cloud grenade. Upstairs, Wong realized the party couldn't take another salvo of grenades and began charging at the guards, killing each one instantly the moment they passed through the sphere surrounding him. The rest of the party retreated, and Jelly offered magical healing if anyone was willing to risk wild magic. Banrak volunteered and was promptly turned into a gaseous cloud. Alejandra called on her magical skill and attempted to dispel the magic on Banrak. Before she managed to do so though, Banrak sprouted a pair of gaseous wings. Gordon offered a few more healing patches to the various living party members. The third stranger from the jail cells had been struck dead by the magic missile grenade. Lowering the elevator, the group all moved into the top room, which they found strangely empty. Everyone eyed Wong a little suspiciously, remembering how Nick had died earlier and no one saw any dead guards, only Wong surrounded by a prismatic sphere. The group proceeded to open a door that led to a long hallway that ended in another set of doors. Zoltan wants to check out the caverns, of course. He is pissed at Wong, and definitely doesn't want to go near him. He is also ready to take on anything and anybody. He wants to get back up to that room, if at all possible, to settle the score. Jelly said, "Three words, we need healing. Four words, we need healing badly. Five words, we need healing really badly." Jelly was horrified when he tried to heal Banrak and she turned into a cloud of smoke. He thought he'd accidentally killed her. Naturally, he won't be trying any more magical healing until the wild magic is gone. It's a real shame, he has a fully charged, well, went charged short of fully charged, but I digress, wand of cure light wounds. The whole party is down on hit points, and we're nowhere near finished this adventure. Adventure 23B Milo and the band of Drowtex, red shirts, meanwhile still in the temple. Milo had returned the drow and was hiding in a room in the temple. He could communicate with the other group on and off. What guards were left were obviously tending to their injuries, as he wasn't challenged where he went. The two stairwells leading down seemed to be leading out of the temple strangely enough. Obviously emergency exits. Milo and the drow opened the door and jammed it open. And that's about where he left off. Adventure 23 CAMEO's Adventure.